Hey, and welcome to Moonycast, episode 11, 4-11, wow, July 5th, 2006. I'm Stacey.
And I'm MJ. Oh, and you must be so happy to have us back.
I know.
Right? Yeah. Because you love us so much.
I know.
Yeah. Well, like we've mentioned other places, we have been kind of busy.
Been working on the new,
MH.
Moonies Hideout.
Yes. Stacey's been sick.
Yeah, I have a stomach virus.
Yeah. Well, we're not here to talk about stomach viruses and trips to different places and working on MH. We are here to... Okay, well, maybe MH.
But yeah, that does relate to Moonycast.
Possibly, yes, because, you know, it is our homepage.
Yes.
But besides that, our episode today is going to be on Sailor Pluto. We are progressing along with all of our character examinations.
Right.
And so we're finally here. I mean, there shouldn't be too many after this, and then we'll probably move on into
seasons, not series, the villains and etc.
Yeah, we'll see there when we get there.
We'll see there when we get there.
What else? And of course, you know, you still need to check out Moony Shop if you haven't checked it out yet. And you can find the link for that in our show notes.
Yeah. Of course, you missed out on a sale. But...
Sure, they missed out on a sale. Okay.
Yes, but you can always look for more of them.
And
what else? Oh, and we did get a very cool... Oh, hey, there's... we did get a shirt with MJ and
my signature
on the back.
Yes, you can buy a shirt with our signatures. Unfortunately, it's only the tank top right now, right? So, for all of our female fans out there,
right?
That's all that you are the only ones, unless you want to buy a female shirt.
If you're a guy,
and display our signatures or something,
or wear it, but don't send us any pictures. Oh, but do send us pictures. We're gonna have a fan page on the new Moonies Hideout.
Yes, we want pictures of you and your Mooniecast merchandise, or displaying your Mooniecast, or even Sailor Moon affection in any way.
Yeah,
dress up like Sailor Moon, or
silly, wacky, or
oh, there's anything. Another thing. The Moonie song.
Oh, that's right.
We have
released a video on YouTube.
Yes.
You can get. We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah,
link for it.
But so yeah, we did finally. If you have seen the llama song, it's basically like the llama song, except
with
to us
Moony fans.
Yes,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
None of which we actually know, though,
and none of which are actually dressed all that great.
Yeah,
Tuxedo Mask doesn't look too bad for someone his size, I might say. But besides that, let's get on with our main topic for this week.
Right.
This week we have Sailor Pluto, as we mentioned.
Okay.
Or Setsuna Mioi.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She's the oldest of all the Sailor Soldiers.
Yep.
She's
the Guardian of Time. She guards the gate of time.
Right.
Per se.
She's also the first of the Outer Senshi to appear.
Mm-hmm.
And she appeared in the R... Season the girl.
Right. She was basically that was where Luna P came from.
Right.
Kind of. She first appeared to give Rini her time key. Was it when she was going back to the
when
to go back to the back to the time of Usagi and everyone else. But besides that, she also appears as a hologram when Rini has this horrible dream with the wise man and everything, and she doesn't trust anyone. So she helps all of the Senshi go into Rini's dream to help her defeat this and defeat the wise man and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. There's not as much information, she doesn't appear as often as the rest, because, and she wasn't in PGSM. Her birthday is October 29th, and she is the oldest of all, which I think you mentioned.
Yes.
I think she's like in her early 20s, was that?
Somewhere around there, because I do remember in one of the episodes where she was there more frequently, she was in college, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she likes shopping. She does like to shop.
Right.
And her favorite sport is rhythmic gymnastics. Can you see any reason for that there?
No. So, yes.
Her favorite color is dark red.
Mm-hmm.
And her least favorite class is music.
Oh, then I must have gotten my facts wrong. Because I was writing, I don't know. The other place I looked at said that her favorite class was music and her least favorite class was physics.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
Well, we'll have to straighten that out then.
Yes.
That's odd.
5 minutes later. Yes, and we're back, and
Sailor Moon Infodex
says
it is
that,
different.
That it's the opposite, so I don't know which one's
right. Yeah, so BSSM, we get...
The Oracle says it's that her least favorite class is music and her favorite class is physics. Of course, I mean, that almost makes more sense.
With her favorite being physics?
Yeah.
I can understand that more, because, I mean, if it had, you know, that for Neptune, or, you know, for...
Right.
Mishu, mm-hmm. that'd be a lot more.
Yeah.
Or that wouldn't be as understandable, mm-hmm. Because she does play the violin, but with Setsuna,
yeah, I think this one's right. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Because if I remember
Stacey
correctly.
Stacey was right. I thought I was wrong, or I misread it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her favorite stone is the garnet. She has trouble with cockroaches.
I don't know. If you've been to TRSE, then,
Oh.
J.A. has lots of comics on the cockroach in Setsuna.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that much.
Her special skill is sewing.
Definitely not... definitely
and
not
MJ pretends to sew.
Well, that's definitely not Usagi's favorite.
Right.
Her special skill.
Her blood type is A. I don't remember if we said that or not.
No. But she hopes to go to the Caribbean.
Ooh,
just as we hope, just as we hope to see Pirates of the Caribbean 2
Friday.
Yes,
we do.
Well, it's coming out Friday.
Why now?
July 7th.
Yeah,
we don't want to plug Pirates of the Caribbean too much, but you know, if you do like it, you know, July 7th, people. Orlando, oh my gosh,
I know.
Orlando Bloom's gonna be on Regis and Kelly tomorrow morning, Thursday morning. But, you know, I don't know when we're gets released. So if you're listening to this on Wednesday
you
night,
then you missed
it. Yeah. Sorry for you. Especially if you like Orlando Bloom, like I do. Yes. Then her favorite gem is Garnet.
I just said that.
Oh, sorry. Well, okay, I obviously don't pay attention too much then.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, and in the manga, she had a few different jobs, which I do remember because in, Sailor Moon Stars, she was a nurse at Hotaru and Chibiusa's school. I do remember that. She also had a job as a computer engineer.
Right.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I keep thinking of her in a greenhouse or something. I mean, I know that there was some scene with Mehmet or... No, it wasn't Mehmet, but one of the other sisters, five... what was I saying? It was the greenhouse and...
Yeah, the greenhouse.
Yeah, well,
that's what you're saying.
I'd watched it recently on YouTube. But yeah, I guess that's where I'm just thinking of the greenhouse thing. She didn't work in a greenhouse.
Oh, I know
that
what you
episode.
Mean.
Yeah.
It was like the third of the Witches Five.
Mm-hmm.
And
Witches Five, sorry, why did I say
Sisters
Five?
No, Witches Five.
Yeah,
and, yeah, she was in the... She had the
yeah,
plant, and then...
Chibiusa.
And then the, her...
Staff? Can you not even think of staff?
I know, staff. We even have it on the form.
I know.
No, but her staff protected her from the plant.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, that's where she... I mean, she does... You see her a lot relating to Hotaru and
basically.
Chibiusa as well.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, when I think of Sailor Pluto, I do tend to think more of Chibiusa than Hotaru.
Right, me too.
But she did help with, you know, Amara and Mishiru to take care of Hotaru when she was younger and whatnot.
And then she had one of the three talismans, which
with Neptune and Uranus. She had the garnet orb that obviously fits on top of her staff. So most of you should know what that looks like.
Right.
other than that...
Oh, yes. And in the star season, she was killed.
Oh my gosh.
And brought back to life in the last episode.
No way.
I know.
Yeah.
But
other than that, yeah, and her tax transformation, obviously, you know, Pluto planet
power makeup, and her attacks, the dead scream and the dark dome clothes.
I don't remember that one.
No.
Of course, I remember Pluto.
And of course, she doesn't appear as much, so she doesn't have as many attacks.
Right.
And then what else? Yeah. But so, yeah, she is related to Hotaru a lot, and then she took her away from Professor Tomo in the final season,
mm-hmm.
Because she knew that, she would be needed to help the soldiers fight.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? I was typing up, you know, Sailor Saturn's bio.
Right.
So, and, yeah. And then... But that's getting on to Hotaru. So, all right, we're done.
Okay.
Or I'm done.
Yes. Well, that's basically it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know if this really needs to be mentioned, but with all the talismans, and with her being one, it did help bring forth the Holy Grail.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For example, I mean, if we needed to mention that, but...
we'll probably mention that in the next two episodes as well.
Probably.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's probably it.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so moving on.
Okay,
we have my top 10 list next.
Okay.
Okay, so we have my top 10 list.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing.
Uh-huh.
This week, it comes from Sailor V4, who sent me an email a little while ago. And this is our list this week is You Know You're Nuts About Sailor Moon When. And before I start reading this, I must say that I've done many of these. So we're probably pretty nuts about Sailor Moon. Number 10. You compare everyone you know with SM characters. Number 9. You decide to learn Japanese so you can understand Series 5 of SM. Number 8. You have your entire room turned into a shrine of Sailor Moon. Number 7. You chase people with blessed post-its. Number 6, you use up all of your printer's ink printing out Sailor Moon pictures and info. And I must say that I definitely did that one. Number 5, you save up all your money to buy every single Sailor Moon DVD. Number 4, you do your hair up like Usagi Tsukino. Number 3, you film your own Sailor Moon episodes and try to sell them on eBay. Number 2, you try to make your own Sailor Moon podcast. And, yeah, okay. Well, yes, then that definitely says that we are nuts about Sailor Moon. Okay, and number 1. You try to convince your parents to move you to Tokyo. Well, I must admit, I was pretty close to move to Japan, which I think I mentioned before. So.
Yeah. Plenty of times
before. Yeah. I've probably completed half of those. More than half.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so I'm pretty nuts. Definitely say that I wasted ink doing the pictures.
Yeah, me too.
I have a stack almost an inch high of Sailor Moon stuff.
And my closet was turned into a shrine.
Oh, yeah, you have all those figures and DVDs and mangas.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to do the Silly Sounds of Stacy then?
I guess so.
Okay.
Guess so.
All right, so here you go.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Silly Sounds with Stacy. I think this is episode number 6. Yes, I didn't feel like doing a theme song today, because Stacy decided to be lazy. Yes, okay, so, on to The Silly Sounds. Today we shall be doing a sheep, because this... little silly sound section was requested by Small Lady on Mooney's Form. Yes, so thank you for your request. Alright, so here we go. This is the sound of a sheep. Bah! Bah! Mm-hmm. Yes, so that's the sheep. And what is next? Alright, let's do a turkey. Turkeys go... Well, Stacy's tired. Yes. Okay, anyways. So, turkeys go... Gobble, gobble! Gobble, gobble! Gobble! Turkeys are kind of scary. And they're not very smart either, I don't think. Yes, turkeys are kind of like Stacy. Yes, turkeys and Stacy. Only that doesn't go with Stacy. Turkeys. Yes. Alright, okay. So, final sound today on the Silly Sounds of Stacy is an alarm clock. Yes. So, you know how when you wake up in the morning, you know, for your school or the job or just for doing something that's, you know, or you just need to wake up because now it's like noon and you're still not out of bed and you haven't eaten or anything. And anyways, and your alarm goes off and it goes beep, beep, beep. Or some alarms have that really annoying buzz sound. Go, well, they go buzz. Stacy can't quite do that sound because, well, Stacy's not an alarm. But she can do many sounds, yes. Okay, so, and then have you ever had one of those alarms that they don't really, well, you can record your own, like, wake-up message, and then you record it, and it's like, wake up, right now. No, get up now, not in 5 minutes, not even in 5 seconds, get up now. You're gonna be late for school. Get up, get up. Yes, yes. Well, and then, of course, I'm sure some of you have an alarm, and it goes off, and you can, you know, set it to a CD, so you do Sailor Moon music, and it goes, and some of you are probably like so cool that you even made a CD of Mooneycast and you put it in your CD player and you wake up and you hear our voices. Oh yes, that must be the best feeling to wake up and listen to MJ and Stacy. Yes. Alright, well, that is the end of the 6th episode of The Silly Sounds with Stacy. And I'm Stacy, and it's time to get back to Mooneycast. So.
That was Silly Sounds of Stacy.
Yeah. I didn't have my accent at all today.
No.
I don't know.
I mean, you said you were tired, but I mean, you obviously weren't. Or maybe you were.
Yeah, I am.
No,
I'm
okay.
Really tired.
Okay.
Anyways.
So, should we do Japanese 101? Can you do that accent today?
Don't know.
Possibly. Gosh, I need to find in my Japanese textbook once again. Where are we today? Here we go. And our topic, basically, for our Japanese phrases and stuff today is social. And our first word today is hinin.
Which translates into abortion.
Dobosu no kenri.
Which is animal rights.
Oshoku.
Which is corruption.
Hanzai.
Which is crime.
Sabesu.
Which is discrimination.
Mayaku.
Drugs.
Kenzai. Kizai.
The economy.
Kyoyoku.
Education.
Kankyo.
The environment.
Hikai Kinto.
Equal opportunity.
That just reminded me of a commercial, I'm sorry. Anrakushi.
Euthanasia.
Gorobaruka.
Globalization.
Jinken.
Human rights.
So I guess that's it for today.
Yes.
We will have part 2 next episode, but we must remind all of you that we do have a pop quiz coming soon for our previous Japanese classes.
So keep listening to the extras and make sure you listen to
Japanese 101 so you can score 100 on your Japanese test. And we shall announce the top 3 top three scorers. But we will not tell you when we are going to be giving you this pop quiz, because obviously it's a pop quiz. But sometime within the next four episodes, we'll tell you that much.
Yes.
But moving on from Japanese, we have sort of a different segment, or another segment, mm-hmm. partially. We are going to be giving challenges every few episodes, so you guys can have some time to send them in. But as we mentioned previously, with sending in photos of your stuff, or photos of yourself, excuse me, either dressing up to show your appreciation for MooneyCast, or
just Sailor Moon in general.
Right. Or, you know, dressing up in a Sailor Moon outfit that you made designed yourself, or you got somewhere, or something. Send us photos like that. That's going to be your first challenge.
When are we going to say it's due? Episode...
Or
no, not episode. Let's do end of July.
End of July could work.
Right. My birthday, July 31st. Ooh. That'll work.
Yeah, so July 31st. That's your deadline, and whatever episode will come next after that, we'll say that it will just remind you that it's over, or the episode before will remind you that it's over. I'm sorry. Okay, the episode before July 31st. We will mention once again that it's pretty getting close to the deadline. But yeah, so we'll accept those. And one, so we can put them on Mooney's Hideout. And
when we finish that.
Yeah. And two, it's another fun thing to do. We like to see what our fans do. So this is these are not necessarily weekly, but, you know, our fan challenges for you. So that's good. That's good. That's our new segment now.
Right,
fan challenges.
Because all we have is Marissa's hands.
Oh, yes, yes.
Megan's friend, MJ's
friend. We can post
it
on Mooney's forum if you really wish to look at that now.
Yeah. I'll post it.
Yeah.
You can post it. Well, I need to send it from my cell phone to the computer.
Exactly, because it's on your cell phone.
Right.
I can't post it. Yeah, because Sailor Marissa. She only has two posts, so you might not know her that much. But, yeah, she did do a whole glitter pen thing on her hands with MC and stars and a heart.
3 days in a row.
Three.
She has three. I took three, and it was each a different day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll send that in, and we'll let you see that.
All right.
But send us in yours. We want to see your pictures.
Yep.
July 31st, deadline, okay?
Stacy's birthday.
Yes, Stacy's birthday. We never mentioned my birthday.
Yeah, I know. Well, we did. I think we even did the episode the day of your
birthday. It was the day of my birthday,
and
we didn't even mention it.
Sorry, MJ.
Well, no, we were like thinking of it before the episode. We're like, it's your birthday. We should mention it.
Exactly.
And we didn't. Oh, well. We'll wait until next year.
Well, you'll miss mine, because I'm going to be away that week from the 23rd to the 31st.
So are we going to be able to do an episode?
No, exactly.
So we'll have to do it. We'll remind you in our next few episodes, then.
Yeah. I think we'll have at least one more before then.
Exactly.
If not two.
Mm-hmm. So now we shall go on to music.
Yes, music. We have, what do we have? I know what it is.
Starlight Kisushite?
I will be right back.
No.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think
Starlight Nikisushite, is that it? Hurry up. Okay, Stacy, let's do her profile.
Yep.
Starlight Nikisushite. I was good.
Great.
I even got the Japanese right. Starlight Nikisushite. I'm pretty cool.
You're amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We love you.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Much. Yes. Okay, all right, okay. So now, on to the music.
Just the moonlight.
Okay, so
this is the end of episode 11.
Oh, and that was requested by Sailor Celestia. That's who it was.
It was?
Mm-hmm. I wrote it down.
Oh, you wrote it down.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Sailor Celestia, it's just Celestia.
Oh. I think it was in the email, though, is that. Hey, I didn't mess up the infodex, so I might be right.
Okay. All right. Wow, okay. That's... No, I'm just kidding.
Don't say anything.
I'm not saying anything.
So that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Episode 11. That's...
Half an hour of bliss for all you Mooney mm-hmm. cast fans.
Fans out there, yeah. Yep. So, that's it. But, I mean, we must remind you... Still, if you have top 10 lists for us, silly sounds requests, music requests, and shout-outs, of course. Yes, and we definitely send in the challenge stuff. We want to start our fan challenge off with
it. And, I mean, even if you have any ideas for the challenges.
Yeah. And
that, too.
Yeah.
Ideas for anything.
Yeah,
you can always send us ideas.
Exactly. Ideas for segments, ideas for different challenges in the future, so we don't get boring. So that should be it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't very with it today, I don't think.
No.
Silly sounds was really bad, and then you kept messing up with Japanese 101.
Oh, yes, I did.
So we had some trouble today, but we're getting back into it, you know.
Yes.
So.
Hopefully. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm MJ.
And I'm Stacey.
And
we're out.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.